The U.S. Secretary of Commerce made a stop in Charlotte yesterday. Penny Pritzker answered questions from business leaders and students at a symposium in Uptown. It was an event sponsored by the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. Before she took the stage, she sat down to talk with WFAE's Tom Bullock.
Penny Pritzker's stop in Charlotte was part of a modern-day roadshow where members of the administration tout the president's priorities and accomplishments after the State of the Union address.
You know, we've got strong job growth in this country. We've got creating 3 million jobs last year, strongest job growth since the 1990s.
Pritzker is a triathlete and a serial entrepreneur. Her family started the Hyatt Hotel chain. As Secretary of Commerce, her portfolio includes international trade deals. So I began our interview by asking her about a curious line delivered by President Obama in his State of the Union speech.
President Obama said, "I'm the first one to admit that past trade deals haven't always lived up to the hype." I'm wondering specifically, which trade deals haven't lived up to their hype?
Well, there's a lot of controversy over some of the previous trade deals because they didn't live up to the kind of high standards that we're insisting upon today. The trade agreements that are being negotiated now not only have high labor standards and protect the workforce in the countries, but also high environmental standards. But they're also in the agreements and enforceable, which has not been the case in some of the agreements done several decades ago. As well, these new agreements protect intellectual property, something that is very much at risk as we have cybersecurity attacks, as we have, and particularly we as a country, the United States, is a country that's built on innovation. So we need our intellectual property protected. America needs to lead. If we don't set the standards for trade in the 21st century, our competitors are going to do that, particularly our competitors in Asia. And we want to get access for our companies into the fastest-growing markets. We know that 95% of customers are outside the United States. But here's another fact. In Asia, today you have about 570 million middle class. That number over the next 15 years is going to 2.7 billion. That's a huge growing marketplace. Today, we don't have access to that marketplace uniformly, and in many instances, there are barriers. That's what these trade agreements are about.
I want to shift to the Caribbean in a much smaller market than, say, Asia. Another country that was mentioned in the State of the Union speech was, of course, Cuba. And the president asked Congress to lift the trade embargo on Cuba. I know that the Department of Commerce has slightly changed some of the regulations in terms of licensing for companies to do business there. What are the opportunities for North Carolina when it comes to opening up trade to Cuba?
Well, we are living within embargo today. So what can you do today? The big opportunities are really in telecommunications. There's an opportunity to bring telecommunications infrastructure as well as personal computers, mobile phones, televisions, and that kind of equipment to Cuba. The other area of opportunity is in agriculture. Last year, the Department of Commerce had $3 billion worth of license applications to sell agricultural products to Cuba. Only about $350 million, or 10% of those licenses, actually turned into actual sales. What was the problem? Very difficult, actually, to do those transactions because you would have to, the customer had to pay in advance. Now you're going to be able to use a credit card. Now American banks are going to be able to have corresponding bank relations with Cuban banks. So it's going to be easier for the private sector to do business, to get access to food, so that there can be more goods available for Cubans.
Whether it's possible trade with Cuba or current exports to the rest of the world, many companies use the services of the Export-Import Bank of the United States. It helps finance some deals and provides a kind of payment insurance in case there are problems along the way. But the future of the bank is in question. Critics say it's unnecessary and a waste of money. Secretary Pritzker says they're wrong.
The Export-Import Bank is essential, not just for the trade deals. It's really a ticket for American businesses to be able to bid on so many different types of opportunities outside the United States. Often other countries, when they're making procurements, they want to know that our export-import bank is there as a potential source of financing before they're even going to talk to the American companies. Keep in mind, 60 countries in the world have export-import banks. This is a tool. It's an important tool for American business, small, medium, and large.
Congress will decide whether or not to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank in June. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.